This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise and thanks belong to Allah, the Most High, the Most Merciful. We thank Him and we seek His help and aid and ask Him to protect us and forgive us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we commit. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His prophet and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated, and every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the month of Ramadan is a month of barakah, shahrun mubarak. At this Shahr al-Mubarak has this barakah in many different ways, in how the actions are multiplied and how the hearts are attracted to Allah Azza wa Jal, and how people come back to Allah and to the mosque and to His worship, in the ways that Allah changes us and in what Ramadan teaches us. And one of the things that Ramadan teaches is patience. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith called it Shahr al-Sabr. In the authentic hadith, he called it the month of patience. And when you think about it, patience is a cornerstone of our iman. We cannot have iman, we cannot have Islam without some sort of patience, a minimum of patience. Without it, there will be no belief in Allah or adherence to what Allah loves. To the extent that Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said authentically, وَالصَّبْرُ نِصْفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Sabr is half of iman. They explain it, the scholars, they explain it because things that happen to you, are either things that you like or things that you dislike. And especially with things that you dislike and hate, you need patience with them. But subhanAllah, even with things that you like, you need patience to do with them what Allah loves. So it turns out that patience is needed with everything in Iman and Islam. So Iman, all of it is patience. We can further divide or think about patience in the following. That we need patience when we obey Allah, we need patience when it comes to the disobedience of Allah, and we need patience when it comes to Allah's destiny. That is, when Allah asks you to do something, you cannot do it unless you have patience. Otherwise you'll quit and forget and leave. And if Allah asks you or tells you, I hate this, to stay away from it, you cannot stay away from it because we are attracted to it. You cannot stay away from it unless you have patience. And Allah's destiny requires and needs patience. Because when things happen to you, death or loss, you cannot bear all of that without patience. And what is patience? Patience, in fact, is to refrain from what you want to do because of a later reward. Things that yourself are asking you to do, you're attracted to it. But patience is asking you to refrain in sakun, to stay away from it. Why? Because somewhere in the future, near or far, there is something better waiting for you. And fasting is essentially patience. Fasting has all types of patience. Has patience with Allah's obedience, because Allah tells you to eat and drink at a particular time and to stop at a particular time. So that you would like to eat and you're hungry, and you'd like to drink and you're thirsty, you're staying away from it. That's patience. And Allah tells you to stay away from haram. That's the second type of patience. And when the weather is hot or when you're exhausted and you still have to fast, that is destiny from Allah. Allah destined that it would be so. And you continue to be patient despite the fact that there is some burden and difficulty in it. SubhanAllah, we can also think about patience in two ways. Patience when it comes to Allah's worship, and patience when it comes to humanity. Allah asks you to do certain stuff, stay away from certain stuff. Worship Him, come close to Him, sacrifice for His sake. All that cannot happen without patience. But also there is patience with people around you. Those who insult you, those who are rude to you, those who don't pay you the deserved respect. You need patience with them. And Allah loves that from you. So in the month of Ramadan, one question that we want to ask ourselves is, how am I with patience, and how is patience with me? Because Ramadan is supposed to enhance it. Because I and you, we're practicing patience every day. Every day we're practicing patience. So how is my patience with Allah's obedience? Am I able to force myself to commit more of my time and my energy and my thought to obeying Allah or not? How is my patience with Allah's disobedience? Am I able to put more distance between me and what Allah hates? The sights that Allah hates, the words that Allah hates, the sins of the tongue, the sins of the eye, the sins of the ear. Can I distance myself from Him, or am I finding myself without patience in the month of Ramadan? And how about what Allah has destined? What is happening to me, day in and day out? Sickness, health, poverty, being rich. Am I more patient or am I less patient? And now also when it comes with people. How am I with my family, with my spouse, with my children, with my neighbors, with my friends, co-workers, strangers? How is my patience when I'm coming to the masjid, driving and it's crowded? How is my patience in the masjid when it is crowded? How is my patience when I'm leaving the masjid after Taraweeh when it's crowded? Am I gaining more patience or losing it? So this is a time for us to interrogate ourselves and ask, am I a patient person or not? And if the answer is not, then to enhance our patience by remembering, first of all, the reward of patience. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you rewards without any measure if you are patient. And that is the essence of the fast, as we said. If you fast patiently, staying away from what Allah hates and getting closer to what Allah loves, Allah will bless every single day that you're fasting. So first of all, you remember the immense rewards for patience. Second of all, you try to remind yourself whenever you want to say something wrong or do something wrong, that you are supposed to be more patient in this month. So no, I'm not going to say anything. No, I'm not going to do anything. No, I'm going to refrain. And remember when you stop, that you're stopping because of something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for greatly later. So there is some difficulty with patience right now, some sacrifice, some bitterness, marara. Some say sabr comes from marara, from bitterness. Because you have to ingest this some bitterness right now. But later, consequently, you'll find that there is sweetness, greater sweetness in the patience that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Ramadan also, and of the barakah of Ramadan, and we have, by the way, to feel the barakah of Ramadan. I believe that there is a barakah in Ramadan, barakah in my food, barakah in my time, barakah in my dhikr and ibadah, barakah in whatever, in my projects. Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in the month of Ramadan for Muslims. If you go online. So I'm going to make this to be your homework, inshallah. Go online. And then Google something like great events happening in Ramadan. What happened in Ramadan? What are some of the great events that Muslims experienced in the month of Ramadan? And you will find that, subhanAllah, there are great things that happened to Muslims. The Quran came down in the month of Ramadan. Badr in the month of Ramadan. Mecca, Fath Mecca in the month of Ramadan, and so on and so on. Do you want to know more? Go back, inshallah, and research it. It is a month of barakah that Allah Azza wa Jal had given you. One of these barakahs is that Allah wants to teach you in it ikhlas. That when you want to do something, don't do it for anyone else except Allah Azza wa Jal. How is Ramadan the month of ikhlas, and what is the importance of ikhlas? Fasting is a hidden act that no one knows about except you and the one who created you. And it's a difficult act, at times it's a difficult act. And it's not a desirable act in itself. Yet you endure all of that, and the only reason why you're doing it, because no one else can know about it except you and your creator, the only reason that you're doing it is because of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah had put you in this test in the month of Ramadan. And He wants to teach you and me that when you want to do something, you want to first pause and ask yourself, is this for Allah or is it for someone else? When I'm coming to pray Taraweeh, when I'm coming to pray Isha, when I'm here for Jum'ah, is this for Allah Azza wa Jal or for someone else? Is this because it's a habit or because Allah loves it, loves that every step that I take to the masjid is a step closer to Him? Every step that I take to the masjid takes away my sins and adds me a level closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. When I'm coming to Taraweeh, why am I coming? Am I coming because it had become a habit and it's expected from me? Or am I coming because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that come and listen to the Quran and have the right intention and Allah will forgive you all of your past sins? So Allah wants to teach you and me in the month of Ramadan here. You alone. Have this internal conversation with yourself. Forget about your father. Forget about your mother. Forget about your children. Forget about your spouse. Forget about your neighbors. All of them, think all of them are gone. And you're alone. Will you do these things for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? This is the motivation that you want to build within yourself. Now I'm fasting. Why? لِأَجْلِ اللَّهِ. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ as he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your actions will be evaluated and judged based on your intention. Subhanallah, a person who could be fasting. And Allah, because of this fast, is raising him to Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. And another person, his neighbor, a family member also is fasting. And his fast to him is simply staying away from food and drink. Getting hungry and getting thirsty. The difference between the two is the ikhlas. Who wants Allah and who wants something else? Who's doing it exclusively for Allah and who has other intention? And subhanAllah, the intention is buried deep down inside your heart. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants you in the month of Ramadan to ask yourself deep inside, what is my motivation? Why am I doing this? And to start doing this for Allah Azza wa Jal alone. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us both patience and ikhlas in the month of Ramadan and to keep enhancing this as we go through it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that believers المؤمنون كالجسد الواحد believers are like one body. And this is a statement that we say and we keep repeating. But we see that in the month of Ramadan, again, this is part of the ni'mah and the barakah in the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make this more of a reality in the month of Ramadan. He, through one command, makes it so that the entire ummah is doing the same thing as at the same time. They start their fast and they end their fast. The time that they eat and the time that they start fasting. Their ibadah, what they're doing with their ibadah. It is both a synchronized and a collective ibadah that the entire ummah is engaged in. And you find people, alhamdulillah, flocking and coming to the houses of Allah. And you see more of our brothers and sisters. And that is itself is a ni'mah. And as we are coming together, we should remember that part of the lessons of Ramadan is for us to start to worry and care about what happens to other Muslims and not be selfish and only worry and care about what is happening to us and our own problems and dilemmas. There's a great thing out there that is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We may think to ourselves that, oh, fasting is too hard, it's too difficult for us. But do we know or do we not know that there are brothers and sisters that we have who do not know if they can fast or not, but because they do not have enough food to break their fast on and to eat on suhoor. They send questions as fatwas. Give us the fatwa. We do not have enough food. Do we fast? Can we fast or not? This is the reality of some of us. And if we are part of this body, then we have to feel their pain and rise above our own minute problems. It is said, it's true, it's not a hadith, مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. The one who doesn't worry about Muslims is really not one of them. If we are part of this ummah, and we love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we love everyone who loves him, and everyone who follows him. And that person is our brother and is our sister. So we have to ask ourselves, as an individual, what am I doing? I may not be able to do much to people in Iraq and in Syria, in Rohingya and here and there. I may not be able to do much beyond dua. But can I do something that extends beyond myself to include my family, to benefit my family? Can I be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, مِفْتَاحٌ لِلْخَيْرِ مِغْلَاقٌ لِلْشَّرِّ, a key to goodness and a lock for evil. Whenever I find evil, I try to repress it and bury it so that it does not spread. But whenever I find something good, I try to spread it. I try to increase it, encourage people to follow it. Am I such a person who is even a light in his home and in her home? A light in their neighborhood, a light in their city, and even a light in their country. So part of what Ramadan is teaching us is that this is a month for the ummah. A month for change.
A month for expecting great things from ourselves bi-idhnillah and from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asking for this change. So we ask for it first by dua. And then we employ the assistance of the first two things I talked about, patience and ikhlas. I want to do something that will help people around me. It could be simply my spouse, it could be simply my children. But if I can extend it more to my community or to my city, then let me do this. And Allah Azza wa Jal could make this month, a month of Ramadan, a month of transformation for you, a month of barakah and a month of change. And when you help others, I'm talking to all of us who are going through difficult times and may be saying to themselves, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy to think about anything else. To all of those brothers and sisters, I am telling them that one of the best ways to solicit Allah's assistance is to start assisting others. To start thinking about other people and not yourself. Their pain and not only your pain. Because when you think about their pain, you'll find out that their suffering is greater than your suffering. What they're going through and their fitna is much greater than your fitna. And then you will realize the greatness of Allah's ni'mah upon you. And how the shaitan was trapping you to believe that this was the greatest trial that you're going through. And it isn't. It could be much worse, yet Allah spared you and me. So start thinking big. And start thinking about changing yourself, but also the people around you. And let Ramadan be the start point for all of this. So in conclusion, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbal Alameen, in the month of Ramadan, accept our fasting, and accept our ibadah, accept our Qur'an, reading of the Qur'an, and our qiyam, and make us of those who sincerely worship you in the month of Ramadan, and of those who patiently and diligently worship you in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas in Ramadan and afterwards, so that we worship you alone for your sake and not for the sake of anyone else. And grant us, Ya Allah, patience so that we will stay devout in Ramadan and after Ramadan for your sake and not for the sake of anyone else. And make us, Ya Allah, of those who change themselves in this month and change their ummah, and be a cause for the rahmah that you will send to this ummah and a cause for the pain that you will lift and take away from this ummah. Ya Allah, we ask you for the good in this month, all of it, that which we know about and that which we do not know about. And we ask you to protect us from all evil in this month, that which we know about and that which we do not know about. And Ya Allah, we ask you for your barakah in this month. Ya Allah, give us your barakah in this month. Ya Allah, the barakah that your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had talked about, send us this barakah in this month, in ourselves, in our families, in our communities, and send it Ya Rabbal Alameen, specifically to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, save this Ummah from every hardship, save this Ummah from every plot, and Ya Allah, aid it and protect it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا، وتقبل منا قيامنا، وتقبل منا عباداتنا. اللهم أعنا في رمضان هذا على الإخلاص وعلى طاعتك وعلى ما تحب وترضى، وأعذنا فيه رب العالمين مما يغضبك، وأعذنا فيه من المعاصي كلها كبيرها وصغيرها. اللهم وفقنا فيه لتوبة النصوح، اللهم وفقنا فيه لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا فيه لما تحب وترضى، اللهم أعنا فيه على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أعنا فيه على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أعنا فيه على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر، اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر، اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر، واجعلنا من عتقاء هذا الشهر رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد